Question from John Brandt. Does Berkshire's equity ownership in Munich and Swiss Re reduce the amount of catastrophe-exposed insurance business you are willing to write directly? If so, assume that prices return to being attractive. Would you then limit the quantity of other reinsurance stocks you buy so that you could do more direct business? Yeah.
We have invested in Munich and Swiss Re less than, it's less than $4 billion. So we're talking 2.5% of our net worth. So those investments in aggregate are not of a magnitude that would cause me to change at all what we're willing to do, the risk we're willing to bear in the reinsurance field. We're way below sort of capacity in terms of risk that we will tolerate in insurance. I mean, I put in the report, you know, I expect our normal earning power to be in the $17 billion something pre-tax range. Well, that's so unlike any other reinsurance company in the world. You know, we went through the worst quarter in reinsurance history except for Katrina's quarter, you know, and we end up earning, you know, very substantial sums. So those investments are no constraint at all on our willingness to write insurance. We would love to have a lot more attractive in reinsurance business on the books. We just can't find it at prices that we think are commensurate with the risk, but it's not because of an aversion to risk overall. Charlie?
Yeah, it's, you know, insurance and particularly reinsurance, it's not that easy a business. It's taken you a long time to do as well as you do, and if it weren't for Ajit, why, we wouldn't. It would be a lot smaller business.
Well, it should be pointed out, we really didn't succeed at all in the reinsurance business in the first 15 years. We started in reinsurance around 1970, and we had a fellow that I thought the world of running it, George Young, but net, counting the value of float, it was not a good business for us for 15 years until Ajit came along. It is not an easy business. It looks easy most of the time. I mean,
The trouble with it. It looks easier than it is.
It looks way easier than it is. And you know, it's like having a pair of dice accepting bets on box cards or something like that, and you know, it's going to come up once 36 times, so you can win a lot of bets by giving the wrong odds, but if you keep doing it long enough, you lose a lot of money. And so these infrequent events, you better have factored in to your pricing and not fool yourself by whether you make money in a given year or 2 years or even 3 or 4 years. And most people have a little trouble with that, and we had a little trouble with it for about 15 years.
And incidentally, the investment bankers of the world, now that they trade so much for their own account in derivatives, they have sold some of these products where most of the time the customer wins, but when the customer loses, he really loses big. In other words, they're smarter than the customers, and they have caused some of the most horrendous losses to ordinary businessmen. It happened in Korea, it happened in Mexico, it happened. Just beware the salesman who's selling a new derivative product.
Or an old one.
An old one, too.
Yeah, but the new ones are worse.
Yeah. Okay, Area 12.